Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Fueled by Frank and Honest Gourmet Coffee. The perfect blend to kickstart your day. Barista quality coffee available at Centra and Supervalue.
Now from one music legend to another. It is time for a world exclusive. Content creators all over the globe have struggled in the pandemic. Except for one. Michael Fry has had people in stitches with his musical reworkings of important cultural moments, and he is now flogging an album. And he joins me on the line for his first interview about it. Michael, how are you doing?
Good morning, Jennifer. Yeah, this is my first interview, I guess, as a musician. So that feels weird.
But yeah.
Yeah, it's been weird. It's been a really weird few months.
Do you have a lava lamp on? Are you smoking fags? Like, has things changed now that you're a full-on muso, let's say?
Not really. I think I spend a lot more time kind of making music, but they all have really stupid lyrics. So it's kind of like not the kind of musician dream I imagined.
Okay, so it's not cool, but it's popular, and that's where you want to be. I mean, to a listener who has never seen or heard it, how would you explain what you do?
So essentially what I do is kind of like found poetry. So what I do is I find clips and kind of like YouTube clips and kind of old voice notes and stuff like that that have been popular and people have really enjoyed and they quote from all the time. And I rework them in the style of kind of Alt-J or the XX or kind of indie bands like that. So it's kind of like nostalgia on two levels. One for like the clips we all quote to each other and the other for like that period and like the early 2010s when everyone was obsessed with kind of guitar pop. So that's what I'm doing right now.
I love it. You've put loads of them online. So is this all a viral marketing campaign to make you rich off album sales?
Absolutely not. It's kind of I did one as a joke and then it just snowballed from there. And now I'm sitting talking to you about an album I've released and I had to take like a picture in my garden where I pretended to be four people and stuff. And my mother's clothes and different videos and stuff. So it's been, I didn't plan this, shall we say.
Kept you busy though, kept you busy. Let's hear a bit of it. So Tony McGregor from Coinage fame, here's a clip of what happened. And we all remember this clip. Have a listen to Conor McGregor's dad talking about what happened to him on the dart.
I just let you know about my travel experience on the dart this afternoon. That's the rail system that Dublin City operate. It's called the Dublin Area Rapid Transport, something like that, DART, that's what it stands for. Anyway, I was none too plussed with my experience on the dart.
I mean, what a clip. It was just phenomenal. And you have taken that. And now here's your indie band version of it. Have a listen to this, guys.
Okay, everybody, good evening. Just to let you know about my travel experience on the dart this evening. That's the rail system that Dublin City operate. It's called Dublin Area Rapid Transport. Something like that is what it stands for. I was none too close in my experience on the dart.
I want it in my playlist. I want to play it all the time. Will you apply for Eurovision? Please, please bring that to Eurovision.
That is genuinely the dream. I've missed out this year, I think. I just kind of started a little bit too late. But next year, if Jed were not available, I will fight Samantha Mumba for it, no problem. Like, that is the dream, you know.
It has to go. It has to go. It's phenomenal. Do you know if the man himself has heard it?
He has, as far as I'm aware. Yeah, and it was on his Instagram story. So, I don't know. Big thumbs up from him. And I really hope that song provides comfort for people facing that problem of having a designer suit so small that they can't fit all their money in it. So, you know.
You absolutely are. Okay, another one we absolutely loved was that mad English parish council scrap. Let's have a listen to the original. So do you guys remember when this happened? Have a listen.
You have no authority here, Jackie Weaver. No authority at all.
She's just kicked him out.
This is a meeting called by two councillors.
Illegally.
They now elect a chairman.
No, they can't, because the vice chair's here
I take charge.
We all remember that clip. Now, now for your indie band version, guys, enjoy this.
You have no authority here, Jackie Weaver. No authority at all. She's kicked him out. Don't. 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 This is a meeting formed by two councillors in Eagle.
I just love it so much. I love it so much. Now, this is a family show, so we cannot play some of the more X-rated stuff you've done.
Oh, yeah.
Will you get one of those parental advisory stickers on the album?
I've had to label them all as explicit. I did the Deputy Stag clip, and unfortunately there was no option to say there was the most unparliamentary language in it. But yeah, not, a lot of it isn't suitable for small ears, but there's a few of them that are family friendly that I hope will take off in the same way as other pop music has.
I just got a text in. Hi Jen, oh my god, I've never heard of this artist before. What a clever way to make music. It's amazing. What's the artist's name? His name is Michael Fry. Okay, he's here, he's doing an exclusive interview. You gotta go and get it. But talk about the album cover is kind of a boy band shot, but you can do more than look good and sit in a stool. I mean, what instruments can you play?
So yeah, I play the guitar and I play keyboards, and that's all me singing as well. So I've an extremely high voice that I never thought I would have a use for. But I program in all the drums and stuff. So that's the only thing I don't play. But yeah, everything's kind of been done, like bar the mastering at the end to make it sound, you know, like an actual song. Everything's been done by me. So it's been fun to just play with that and practice doing all those things. But yeah, no, it's been fun to just kind of showcase my skills, if you know what I mean.
A lot of skills pulled on to make this album. So if you could do a collab, you know, with anybody, who would you love to do a collab with?
That's an interesting one. I'd probably go, I'd love to have a rapper on. I'd love to have like Celavita Mai or like Nilo and do like an actual fancy... I don't know what clip I would use for that, but
I think you should go Tony McGregor. I think you should do a proper collab with him. That maybe start off there. Listen, what kind of feedback have you been getting?
Oh, it's been insane, honestly. Mm. Like some of the larger ones, I did one about a Come Dine With Me clip, and that was kind of went all over the UK and was on kind of Lad Bible and things like that, and was on the BBC One's kind of breakfast show and stuff. And same with Hanforth Parish Council. So that clip, they actually played to Jackie Weaver herself on BBC Breakfast. And
amazing.
That was kind of mental. As in, I came downstairs, my brother was like, you're on the TV. I was like, what? So
it's crazy. It's crazy. Well, listen, this is only the beginning. Michael Fry, it's time to plug the bejesus out of the album. So what's it called? Where can people get it?
It is called Viral Bangers and Internet Mash. You can find it on Spotify, Deezer, Tidal. And it's also on Instagram stories as well. So if you want to use the phrase zip up your Mickey or whatever in a song on one of your stories, you can do that too.
Michael Fry, you're a legend. Don't stop doing what you're doing. Thank you so much for coming on the show. And I'm sorry, I just have to play this again. Here is Michael Fry with his indie version of Tony McGregor's clip. So here's the original.
I just let you know about my travel experience on the Dart this afternoon. That's the rail system that Dublin City operate. It's called the Dublin Area Rapid Transport, something like that, DART, that's what it stands for. Anyway, I was none too plussed with my experience on the Dart.
Take it away, Michael.
Okay, everybody, good evening. Just to let you know about my travel experience on the Dart this evening. That's the rail system that Dublin City operate. It's called Dublin Area Rapid Transport. Something like that is what it stands for. I was none too blessed in my experience on the Dart. 17:30 and a miserable little one-way ticket, and they gave me all the coinage.
Jennifer Zamparelli
on 2FM.